Welcome back. This is Smile 90.4 FM. And as always on a Tuesday, we are doing Tech Tuesday with Tienus. He is from Bandwidth Blog. We are talking today, Tienus, and I feel like we're living in the future, my brother. I feel like we are here.
Yeah.
Remember that show Beyond 2000?
I missed that show.
Oh, I'm old. Yeah. This is where we are now. Screenless laptop.
Can you believe it? So, there's a new laptop that's been launched called the Spacetop G1. And the whole idea behind this device is that you don't interact with it as you normally would with a normal OLED panel or LCD panel. Mm-hmm. You have instead augmented reality glasses that come with it. Imagine a laptop with a normal deck and keyboard, even a trackpad, instead of where the screen is, you've got your augmented reality glasses hooked up to this machine. So the whole idea is, if you think back at the Apple Vision Pro that launched last year, it's a lot of fanfare, and rightly so. The tech is really interesting. But a lot of people were complaining about it because it's very heavy on the head. And the reason for that is all of the internals are sitting on your face.
Right.
And they, even to the extent that they had to take the battery out, and the battery is actually separate, but it's still that heavy. So this is trying to solve that problem. So you have all of the internals, all of the machinery and the hardware in the shell of the laptop, and it's connected to the augmented reality glasses. And you can do your work in augmented reality very much like you would with the Apple Vision Pro. They are kind of using a lot of the same lingo and marketing language that Apple did, because it's very much to the same crowd. And it's not cheap, but it's almost half the price of the Apple Vision Pro. It's a kind of a beefy hardware, think traditional hardware in a laptop, just to work in augmented reality. I think this is a really fascinating idea.
And it sort of takes away that the need of a monitor. You can operate in any space.
Exactly. And nobody's going to see what you're looking at. You can do it while you're traveling. You can do it anywhere.
Oh, wow.
And it seems very, very interesting. They're running on Chromium OS, which is obviously based on the Chrome SDK. Mm. So they've got their own operating system that's running this thing. It would be great if we can get our hands on one of these within the next couple of months to try it out, because I think this could kind of reach that vision that Apple had. But they were charging $3,500 for the Apple Vision Pro.
To wear a PC on your face.
Exactly. And this is, as I said, about half the price.
And as light as a pair of spectacles.
Exactly. It looks like normal sunglasses.
Oh, man. I love it.
Yeah. So just imagine you're sitting wherever you want and you have a 100-inch screen in front of your face, and then you've got a kind of screens on the side, and you can, and you've got a normal keyboard. You can type as per normal on a normal laptop. It's not like the Apple device where you have to do it in virtual, essentially virtual reality. So you have that bit more tactile feel as well.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people will appreciate that, especially people that have to type and work on laptops a lot.
Wow, this is gonna blow everything else out of the water.
It'll depend on how, obviously, the fidelity of these of the display and the glasses, and they come with a full HD panel, so 1080p. It has 90 hertz refresh rate, which is great, because if it doesn't refresh quick enough, your eyes can get tired. Sure. And a little bit motion sick as well. And it's got a 50 degree field of view, which isn't massive, so you're mostly going to focus kind of straight in front of you. But other than that, the quality looks good. You've got 42 pixels per degree, so it's not going to look pixelated and old-fashioned. So it'll be fascinating to see how the Spacetop G1 does, because, as I said, full laptop with augmented reality, you save money on the display, but then you've got this display on your face, essentially, without the massive weight of some other AR VR headsets.
Wow. If you want to find out more, you can go to Bandwidth Blog. Catch Tienus next week on Tech Talk with Tienus on a Tuesday. That's not what it's called, but you know what I mean.
Cheers.
Cheers.